Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we explore The Art of Possibility by Rosamund Stone Zander and Benjamin Zander. This inspiring book, published in the year 2000, presents a collection of strategies designed to open up new possibilities in every aspect of your life. From sparking your creativity and enhancing your problem-solving skills to deepening your personal and professional relationships, this guide offers a transformative approach to living. Rosamund Stone Zander, a skilled family therapist and executive coach, brings her expertise in fostering creativity and productive environments. Her co-author, Benjamin Zander, adds a unique perspective from his extensive career as a conductor with the Boston Philharmonic Orchestra and as a speaker on leadership and creativity. Together, they provide insightful, practical advice that challenges conventional thinking. The Art of Possibility is an essential read for modern thinkers seeking innovative solutions, for seekers striving for greater abundance, and for anyone eager to transcend their personal limitations and embrace a life filled with new potentials. The Art of Possibility, Transforming Professional and Personal Life. Introduction. Embrace the universe of possibilities and redefine your life. Are you often caught in the throes of the fear of missing out? This widespread societal anxiety impacts everything from our financial security to personal relationships. We live in a world seemingly driven by a culture of scarcity, always pushing for more wealth, more power, and more influence. But does this relentless pursuit truly bring happiness? Imagine transforming that scarcity mindset into one of abundance. What might unfold if you chose to step away from this relentless competition and embraced a universe where possibilities are endless, ready for a more fulfilling life journey? By adopting some transformative strategies, you can leap into a universe brimming with potential and opportunity. In this exploration, you'll uncover the intriguing reasons behind our skewed perception of reality, an inspiring tale of how simple blank pieces of paper revolutionized an entire orchestra's performance, the significance of a mysterious object that was an essential possession in the Middle Ages. Join me in unraveling these insights, which could just turn the way you view your world upside down, leading you towards a path of more meaningful and joyous living. Part 1. Question reality to unlock the art of possibility. There's a compelling tale about Pablo Picasso that beautifully illustrates the power of challenging our usual perspectives. It's said that during a train journey, a curious man asked Picasso why his portraits didn't resemble the real people. When shown a photograph of the man's wife as an example, Picasso humorously remarked that she appeared rather flat and small. While amusing, this interaction underscores a profound truth. Our perceptions are often shackled by our assumptions. The photograph depicted the woman in one dimension, but that certainly didn't capture her true essence. Our life, much like this example, is constructed on layers of assumptions. Understanding the world around us involves a three-step process. 1. Our senses gather what's deemed useful for our survival. 2. The brain then crafts a simulation from these inputs. 3. Finally, we consciously perceive our environment through this simulation. This mechanism means every understanding we hold is shaped by our biological limits. Just imagine if you were a bee. Flowers wouldn't just be flowers, but intricate maps of ultraviolet patterns. Realizing that our perception of the world is essentially an edited reality sets the stage for incredible possibilities. Once aware of these limitations, we can start to question them. For instance, in art, this might mean seeing beyond a conventional portrait to what the essence of the subject might really represent. Picasso's unique vision teaches us that seeing differently can lead to revolutionary new forms, beyond what our brains typically process. To tap into this rich vein of potential, cultivate a habit of identifying and challenging your assumptions. Ask yourself, What if you expanded your viewpoint? Such inquiry can reveal innovative solutions to familiar problems. Much like shifting a kaleidoscope reveals new patterns and interpretations, this approach doesn't just redefine art or problems, it redefines how we engage with and understand the world itself. Part 2. Unveil the true motivations behind your actions. What really gets you out of bed each morning? Is it the drive to excel at your job, master that intricate piano sonata, or perhaps ensure the happiness of your family? While all these motivations are noteworthy, beneath them lies a more fundamental impulse, the instinct for survival. From our earliest days, we're thrust into what the authors term the world of measurement. This is an arena marked by relentless evaluations and comparisons, governed by the tacit belief that life is a perilous journey and resources are limited. At the root of it all, your key motivation is often fear. Imagine a reality where the concepts of measurement, danger, and scarcity were non-existent. In such a world, the scope of possibility would be limitless. Life wouldn't be about sorting experiences into beneficial or harmful categories, because the very tools for such measurements would vanish. In this idyllic universe of possibility, you could embrace all aspects of life and share freely with others. Without fear, the unfamiliar would cease to threaten, but would welcome with its diversity. This is the realm of endless joy, creativity, and empathy. This idea might sound like a fantastical dream, yet you have experienced glimpses of this universe, even if you haven't realized it. Reflect on those profound moments when you felt deeply connected and present, meeting a new family member, being engulfed by a powerful symphony, or moved by someone's courage. These instances transport you out of the world of measurement and into the universe of possibility. You don't have to leave these experiences to chance. By becoming more aware of your thoughts and motivations, you can choose to step into this realm of possibility at will. Question your impulses. What's really driving me right now? Recognition of fear as a frequent motivator is your key to overcoming it. When you identify fear's shadow in your motivations, you can begin to see it for what it truly is, a construct based on the myth of scarcity. Laughing in the face of these fears helps you to step away from the world of measurement and into a life filled with potential, where the old limitations no longer hold sway. Part 3. Real impact. Moving beyond success to making a difference. Imagine a sprawling beach scattered with thousands of stranded starfish. Amid this scene, a woman diligently works, tossing each starfish back into the ocean one by one. Observing from a distance, it might seem a futile effort. She can't possibly save them all. Yet, to each starfish returned to the sea, her actions are transformative. This image challenges our conventional perceptions of success and failure. Our society often urges us to measure our worth by our achievements, be it academic grades, promotions, or sporting victories. This endless pursuit of success breeds a fear of failure. But consider the woman and the starfish. Reflect on the impact of focusing on what you can contribute rather than what you can achieve. This shift in perspective can liberate you from the constraints of fear. The core insight here is that true transformation comes from making a difference, not from achieving success. When you view your life as an avenue to contribute, you escape the relentless comparison and competition cycle. This change in focus allows you to be fully present in the moment, whether that's being genuinely engaged on a date, rather than scanning the room for alternatives, or any other scenario where you might previously have been preoccupied with achieving a specific outcome. By seeing yourself as a benefactor rather than a competitor, you not only enhance your own happiness, but also elevate those around you, fostering mutual growth and transformation. Becoming such a contributor is a simple two-step process. 1. Decide to be a contributor. 2. Live with the intention of making a difference, confident in the boundless resources of the universe of possibility. This approach transcends the traditional drive for recognition. Instead of striving to be a famous violinist, for instance, you strive to touch the hearts of your audience with every performance, Embracing this philosophy doesn't just bring rewards that are more significant and enduring than fame or fortune. It deeply connects you with others, fulfilling one of our most fundamental human desires. In this spirit, every gesture of goodwill you make reverberates, affirming your role in a larger, interconnected community. Part 4. Empowerment in leadership allows everyone to thrive. Imagine the allure of being part of a professional orchestra, the passion-filled rehearsals, and the glamour of performing in grand concert halls. However, the behind-the-scenes reality might not be as enchanting as it seems. A startling revelation came from the spring 1996 issue of the journal Harmony, which reported that orchestral players were generally less satisfied with their jobs than prison guards. The root cause of this discontent? The leadership style of the conductors. Often autocratic, conductors, much like many corporate leaders, demand unwavering compliance and rarely solicit input from their musicians. The key insight here is that embracing every voice within a team can dramatically enhance performance and satisfaction. Suppressing team input can lead to demotivation and subpar results. Authority can also slide into egocentrism, distancing leaders from the very teams they aim to inspire. Benjamin Zander, a seasoned conductor, embarked on a transformative journey after decades of prioritizing his personal accomplishments over the input of his orchestra. Initially driven by concerns about his reputation and the reception of his performances, Zander began to shift his focus toward empowering his musicians. He initiated this by placing a white sheet of paper on each musician's stand before rehearsals, encouraging them to write down their thoughts and feedback, a radical move in the traditionally hierarchical world of orchestral music. The result was illuminating. The musicians provided invaluable insights into the music's interpretation, enhancing the quality of performances and fostering a sense of true collaboration. Zander found that when he integrated their feedback, not only did the music improve, but the musicians themselves felt more valued and engaged. This tale from the world of music offers a powerful lesson for leaders in all fields. Consider how much autonomy you're willing to extend to your team to maximize collective success. When individuals feel unheard, they often become disenchanted and uninspired. Conversely, creating an environment that values every team member's contribution can lead to enhanced outcomes and invigorate everyone involved. If a team member isn't excelling, instead of writing it off as a failure on their part, question whether your leadership approach might be stifling their potential. By fostering a culture where every voice is valued, not only do you illuminate hidden talents, but you also cultivate a thriving, dynamic community. Part 5. Unlock new opportunities by embracing the present. Picture this. You've just landed in Florida, eagerly anticipating a week of sunbathing and swimming, only to be greeted by relentless rain. The forecast? More of the same all week. It's easy to feel like your vacation is ruined. Yet there's a transformative approach you might consider, embracing your current reality, however imperfect, to uncover new possibilities. While the beach may be off limits, this could be the perfect chance to dive into a good book, catch up on movies, or enjoy other fulfilling activities. By accepting the present and recognizing your feelings, you open yourself up to experiences you might have otherwise overlooked. The key point here is to open the door to possibility by embracing what's present. Being present isn't about passively accepting everything, rather it's about being curious and mindful about every experience and observing your reactions. This shift in perspective can bring about a profound change in how you perceive your situation. Take the example of a horn player who apologized to conductor Benjamin Zander for minor errors during a performance. Zander saw these not as flaws, but as evidence of the musician's passion, which contributed to a truly moving performance. If the musician had solely focused on perfection, the result might have been a less impactful rendition. To cultivate presence, consider these practices. First, let go of fixed expectations. If you're upset about the rain during your sunny vacation, you might miss out on other enriching experiences. Secondly, face tough emotions head on. Suppressing feelings like sadness or frustration won't make them disappear. If you allow yourself to feel them fully, they will pass, and you'll find yourself more resilient over time. Lastly, suspend judgment. The rain ruining your beach plans might be a boon for local farmers in need of water. When you stay in the moment, you stop categorizing experiences as strictly good or bad, and start seeing them as opportunities for learning and growth. By adopting these practices, you not only enhance your adaptability, but also discover joy and potential in circumstances you might have once labeled as setbacks. Part 6. Ignite your life with the boundless energy of passion. Recall a moment when you felt utterly alive and invigorated. Maybe you were deeply engaged in a favorite hobby or connecting effortlessly with someone special. Often we view energy as a finite resource, one that requires great effort to cultivate and needs to be meticulously managed. Yet there's a ceaseless source of energy that's always accessible: your passion. When you engage deeply with the activities and people you love, without the anxieties of achievement or fear of missing out, you unleash your true passionate potential. By routinely tapping into your passion, you'll find this dynamic energy increasingly easy to access. The central idea here is: harness your passion to connect with the universe's endless energy. To fully embrace your passion, two critical steps need to be followed. Firstly, recognize and release whatever holds you back. This might mean deviating from societal norms, such as a traditional career trajectory, or letting go of the need to control your outcomes. Passion, by nature, is untamed and uncertain. It's akin to the exhilaration of falling in love. Once you relinquish these restraints, you open yourself up to rich connections with others and tap into a vast reservoir of energy. Secondly, commit to full participation. View yourself not as the creator of passion, but as a conduit through which it flows. Your unique abilities and interests will guide this force, transforming it into meaningful actions, whether that's producing exquisite music, being fully present for your family, or advocating passionately for a cause. This concept was vividly demonstrated by conductor Benjamin Zander during a classroom session with a young pianist. Despite his technical mastery, the pianist's performance lacked soul. Observing his rigid posture, Zander suggested he sway with the rhythm of the music, allowing it to truly pass through him. The transformation was immediate and profound. The music resonated with heartfelt emotion, deeply moving the audience. This instance underscored that when we abandon the pursuit of perfection and lead with our hearts, we engage more fully with life. In doing so, we connect to an inexhaustible source of energy that enriches every moment of our existence. Embrace this approach and watch as passion infuses every aspect of your life, creating a vibrant and energizing existence. Part 7. Ignite transformative possibilities in others through your potential. Consider the challenges of kindling a fire in the Middle Ages without modern conveniences. People carried a continuously smoldering cinder in a metal box, feeding it bits of kindling throughout the day to keep it alive. This allowed them to ignite a fire as needed, a precious resource for survival. Similarly, each of us carries within a metaphorical smoldering cinder the potential to ignite inspiration and transformative fires in the people we encounter daily. The core principle here is: leverage your inherent potential to ignite possibility in others. Benjamin Zander, a conductor renowned for his educational and outreach programs, vividly demonstrated this potential during an event with the Philharmonia Orchestra for underprivileged students in London. Amidst the audience was a 10-year-old boy, visibly moved by the music. Seizing the moment, Zander invited him to the stage to conduct the orchestra. This young participant, Anthony, was not familiar with classical music, nor had he seen an orchestra perform live before. Yet, Zander handed him the baton for the last movement of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. Despite the simplicity of the task, and assuming the seasoned musicians would autonomously navigate the piece, something extraordinary happened. Animated by the opportunity and driven by the exhilaration of the moment, Antony conducted with unexpected passion. His enthusiasm was contagious. It energized the musicians and captivated his peers, who erupted in applause at the conclusion of the performance. Later, his conductorial debut was broadcasted nationwide, sparking inspiration across the country. This story serves as a powerful reminder of the potential each of us has to be a catalyst for change and inspiration in others. By viewing every interaction as an opportunity to pass on your spark, you can initiate a ripple effect of passion and transformation. Moreover, remain receptive to the sparks from others, just as the orchestra responded to Antony's unexpected enthusiasm. Embracing the energy and inspiration from those around us can further enrich and expand our communal experiences. Your potential is a beacon. Use it to light up possibilities in others, and watch as those individual sparks collectively illuminate a brighter, more connected world. Part 8: Transition from I to We to Unlock Collective Solutions. Throughout history, from clashes between nations to disputes between political factions and workplace disagreements, conflict has often dominated our interactions. Resolving such conflicts in a meaningful and respectful way might seem almost mythical. Yet the concept of possibility offers a pathway to transcending these age-old hostilities. In a realm governed by possibility, competition becomes obsolete. This elimination of competition facilitates a profound shift in perspective, from me and you to a collective we. The essential message here: unlock mutually beneficial solutions by transcending individuality. Embracing we means moving beyond personal desires and considerations to appreciate the collective whole. Consider a symphony. Rather than focusing solely on individual notes, it's the harmonious interplay of all notes that creates the magic of music. This analogy serves well in understanding how we might view societal or organizational challenges, not as individual issues, but as collective opportunities. A true collective entity is not merely an assembly of individuals, but a unified body with a shared identity. In such a setting, the notion of competition dissolves as there is no other to compete against, eliminating the concept of winners and losers altogether. To foster this collective mindset, start by identifying commonalities that bridge divides, whether these be shared goals, values, or mutual challenges. These connections might not be apparent initially, requiring patient exploration and recognition. Once identified, nurture these shared identities by crafting and reinforcing narratives that highlight these communal ties. This collective narrative can effectively replace individualist perspectives, allowing the barriers of personal agendas to fall away. Finally, consider what outcomes would best serve the collective. What are the shared aspirations, and what collective actions are necessary to realize these goals? This approach of focusing on we rather than I not only helps in finding solutions that benefit all parties, but also fosters a sense of connectedness and unity. Despite the prevalence of conflict in human narratives, it's connection and unity that resonate most deeply with our primal human instincts. By shifting our focus from individual gains to collective well-being, we create environments where cooperation and harmony thrive, paving the way for more sustainable and inclusive solutions. Final summary: the overarching lesson. In the vast expanse of life, possibility stretches beyond the limits of our imagination. Yet, often our innate survival instincts narrow our vision, preventing us from seeing the breadth of potential that surrounds us. Recognizing the fine line between actual scarcity and the pervasive fear of missing out can liberate us from constant competitive struggles. With this realization, we can embrace a sense of abundance, secure in the knowledge that the universe has ample to offer. By tapping into this reservoir of abundance, we unleash a cascade of possibilities that enriches our lives. This newfound freedom allows us to connect deeply with our passions, those pursuits that imbue our existence with profound meaning and joy. Embracing this mindset not only enhances our personal well-being, but also empowers us to contribute positively to the world around us. Through this approach, we can transform a life of limited views into one of limitless potential, and discovery. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.